Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go! What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Prophetess Rita Forlow of Great Awakening Christian Radio, and you're tuned into Holy Talk broadcast right here at GABRadio.org. I'm telling you, God is moving by His power and by His Spirit. I'm so happy you guys are tuned in today. Woo-hoo! So y'all already know I'm a woman of many hats. I'm a preacher. I have a radio station. And whatever I can do to advance the kingdom of God, amen, I'm open to do that, because getting the word out is what it's all about. Getting the gospel of Jesus Christ and utilizing social media to get the word of God, the word of truth, not just any word, glory to God, but the word of God, the word, amen, a right now word, what people need. And today we're going to be talking about seasons and times, glory to God, seasons and times. That's what we're talking about today. So we're going to have a quick break, glory to God, and we'll be back right after this.
Whatever I'm going through, I know what to do. I just need
you.
Oh, Lord. Whatever I'm going through, I know what to do.
I just need you.
Oh, Lord.
Down
I feel down on my knees. Then wait, knowing that the Lord
All right. All right. This is your girl, Prophetess Shreedy Furlough. You're tuned in to GABRadio.org. That's Great Awakening Christian Radio. And I'm so proud of you guys just hanging out with me. And just, you could be doing anything else in the world, but you want to come here and hang out, and I appreciate it. Amen. Glory to God. So let's go ahead and dig in. Times and seasons. I really believe this word is going to bless you, because once you begin to realize that this is an evolving world, meaning people come and people go. Amen. Glory to God. So that's the only way you're going to be able in this hour to stay planted and rooted in God, you know, because I'm going to tell you something. Glory to God. Because when you begin to worry about how people feel about you, glory to God, you now have tapped and under, not only have you tapped into the spirit of witchcraft, but now you're under the spirit of witchcraft. So now the opinions of man and the opinions of people can control your emotions. And this is why you need to learn that now. You need to learn and understand the signs of the time. You need to understand that God sent people in your life to either add to your life or take away to your life, because from your life. And that's why the Bible says all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. So even if somebody come in your life and they have bad intentions and they have evil motives, there is something that will happen that you'll have to learn spiritually from so you can grow higher in God. Because why? All things work together. Glory to God. I don't care if a witch come into your atmosphere and try to destroy what God is doing in your ministry, in your marriage. I don't care. God is going to allow that situation. And this is why you need to know that demonic attacks, it's not out to destroy you, but it's out. It's meant to prosper you. It's meant to strengthen you. People think about demonic attacks, and we're so used to people commit suicide or blowing their brains out, or they just get up under depression when demonic attacks, and our minds are so used to doing that. But God wants you to know today that when you get attacked by evil people, that you got to learn to stand still, be unmovable, because you know that people, you already know that people come and people go. See, a lot, everybody is not called to build with you. Everybody is not called to be with you. Sometimes they will come to just take off what you have and leech off what you have. And sometimes God will put them in your life so you can put that word and deposit that word that God has given you and into their life, or to be a blessing to their life. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But even when he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, you need to know that the enemy's already been defeated. Because you already know that now when the devil come try to kill, steal, and destroy, you already know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you already know that. Your mind is already rooted and strong in the word of God. You already understand the signs of the time that people come and people go. Now, there are seasons in your life where God may be trying to take you higher, and you can't go to that next level being connected to certain kind of people who is only in your life to pull away from your anointing, pull away from your energy, pull away from you financially, pull away from you emotionally. I'm telling you, and this is why you need to understand and learn how to ignore the opinions of man, because the opinions of man will keep you in bondage. Come on. The opinions of men will keep you from pursuing God. Come on. The opinion. You need to worry about what Jesus thinks of you. Glory to God. You need to worry about what the Bible, they say, who do man say that I am? Jesus. And I believe that was Peter or Paul that said, I believe that you're the Son of the living God. But in this season, I decree and declare that you won't worry about what people think of you, that you will get in your spirit, for God I live and for God I die. Because the Bible says when you begin to preach the gospel, some will hear it, some will hear it and then spit it out, and some will be laughing at you while you're releasing it. So you got to understand these kind of people that is sin in your life that mean you no good. And even when they're there with you, you don't have to allow it, their evil ways, to affect you. This is why you got to learn as believers and people with the Holy Ghost how to shut your spirit off of evil, off of people. You can still say hello, praise the Lord, how you doing? You can still love your enemies, but you got to learn, glory to God, to shut your spirit down from receiving negativity. You got to open your spirit up to God, glory to God, and reject the demonic opinions of man. Now let's go to the Word of God, because I feel this in the atmosphere. This word here today on the radio station is going to help you grow in God, because a lot of you guys are attached to people instead of God. God want to get you attached to the true vine, huh? If you go in the Bible, he say, I am the true vine. And the true vine is what? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And God wants you to be connected to the true vine. The true vine will keep you connected when everybody else disconnected. See, a lot of times you guys turn on God when people do you wrong, because your faith wasn't in God, your faith was in people. And you need to learn the seasons and times. If they can't go with you all the way, guess what? You got to learn to accept reality. And everybody ain't going to be able to stay connected to you till Jesus comes. That's just not realistic thinking. People will come and people will go. Ecclesiastes 3. There is an occasion for everything. So you got to get in your mind that there's an occasion for everything. There's an occasion for graduation, there's an occasion for death, somebody dying, there's an occasion, that you got to know that there's an occasion for everything. And a time for every activity under heaven. Just because it ain't God's time don't mean the promises, his promises won't be kept. Let me say that again. Just because it's not God's time don't mean his promises won't be kept. You got to understand that all authority belongs to God. But you got to be able and willing to work with God. Because just because he stopped the hands of time, because God is in control of time, that blessing you may be waiting on now may not be for you now, but it may be for you later. So you got to be able to understand the seasons and the timing of God. Even in the season and timing of God, even when people are delivering a word from the Lord, that word may not be for you, but you can hold on to that word and hold on to that word and let it sit in your body and let it sit in your spirit and use it for a rainy day. Use it when you're under persecution. Use it when you're under demonic attack. Use that word. Put that word on. Let it sit there. Let it marinate in your spirit. You may not need the word that I'm preaching today, but you're going to need it, glory to God, tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just because you see everybody jumping and shouting and receiving the word of the Lord, and you say, well, I don't feel nothing from that word, God is telling you to grab a hold of that word. Don't throw it away and forget it. But he said, grab a hold of the word of God, which is the spirit of truth. Glory to God, and put it on your back pocket for a rainy day. Rainy day is symbolic for you going through, or for you going through a spiritual storm. Ecclesiastes, it's hard to say. Y'all know what scripture I'm talking about. There is an occasion for everything. In a time for everything, for every activity under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. Don't you know, people all over the world still having children. But you also got people all over the world that's dying. So although we are born, we also all got to die. That's a time and a season. You understand that even when people die that is close to you, you're still going to feel the effects of it. But you already prepared yourself to know that we all live and we will all die. one day, whether we want to accept it or not. That's the signs and the seasons of God. Now, just because that's a natural sign, there is a spiritual season as well. We know that when we die, just because we die natural death, don't mean we have died a spiritual death. Because Jesus came into the world. Jesus came into the world to save you from your sin, that he that believeth in him shall have everlasting life. That means life forever with Jesus in heaven. So that means if everybody dying, then why Jesus, why the Bible say he came to give us life, everlasting. That's life forever. He's talking about when we get to heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. Now, this is for you pastors. We be planting and planting and planting. But sometimes God got to uproot some folk that ain't don't want to hear the truth. Come on. Sometimes God got to uproot some people. And God don't even have to do it. They uproot themselves. You know why? You know why? We're trying to plant them into the things of God. We're trying to sow seeds into them. We're trying to give them the word, but they don't want to hear the word because they want to live. Holy Spirit told me, I asked God, I went to bed, I went to sleep. God, deal with me in dreams and visions. And I said, God, I need you to deal with me tonight. I need you to deal with me. I need to know why people don't support the kingdom of God, why people don't support kingdom ministry. They support everybody else that's famous, but they don't support kingdom. And Holy Spirit took me in a dream. He said he began to show me people with double lives. He began to show me people that preach one thing and live another. He began to show me people that go to church on Sunday, but really in their heart is far from them. And God, in the dream, God began to show me. You know how when you go to the military and they have these bombs and they throw the bomb on you, and the bomb, if you don't hit the bomb back, the bomb will blow up in your face. And God was showing me people where the people of God and preachers like me would be throwing spiritual bombs on people so they can catch on fire in the Holy Ghost. And they'll hit that bomb back because they don't want the true Holy Ghost power of God. Glory to God. They don't want it. I begin to ask God. I said, God, why there's such a lack for kingdom support? The Bible even said that the labels are few. The labels, the harvest is right. There are sinners out there that need help. There are sinners and drug dealers and prostitutes. There are people that are sick and tired, but the church is sleeping because they don't have the kingdom in their spirit to know and be sensitive that God is out for soul winning. He said, I didn't come for the healed, but I came for the sick. And the Holy Spirit began to let me know. He said, daughter, the reason why people don't support kingdom, they look at popularity because they don't have my spirit. They look at popularity because they don't have my heart. The Bible said, no little I, no big you. The Bible said, when someone come in the synagogue poor and look with dirty clothes on, don't put them in the back, but sit them in the front. This is the heart of God. And the reason why people are so caught up in fame because they're serving money and not God. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added into my life. He said these people don't have kingdom mind. They're about self-building. That's why they only connect to those that can help build them naturally and not spiritually. There's two types of building. And in the dream, God showed me people rejecting the Holy Ghost and rejecting truth. I say, I woke up that morning. I woke up about 6 a.m. that morning. I couldn't go back to sleep. God woke me up. And he said, that is the answer. That's your answer. He said, the reason why they can't support kingdom ministry and kingdom is because they're living double lives. They don't have a heart. And if that's you on here today, God is speaking to you. God said, come from out and be separated. See, when you have to make up in your mind today who you will serve. We all had to do it. I had to do it. There was a part of time in my life, glory to God, where I was the one that the preachers was trying to plant. And I would uproot myself because I wasn't ready. But now the times have changed. Jesus is sooner to come than ever before. and he's giving you a chance now to repent. All you got to do is open your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and begin to say it sincerely in your heart, and sincerely desire to want to grow in Christ. Receive your faith. Your salvation is believing. That's your salvation, when you believe. And when you believe, you'll receive. You'll receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, with the evidence of the fruits of the Spirit, with the evidence of love, with the evidence of peace, with the evidence of joy, with the evidence of salvation, with the evidence of long suffering. So you'll be able to handle the signs of the time. You're going to need some of the fruit of the Spirit, because seasons change. So you're going to be able to, if you don't have long suffering, when seasons change, you won't be able to survive. So you got to learn how to survive, even if nobody don't support you and nobody don't encourage you. Glory to God. David said, I believe that was David, he said, I will encourage myself in the Lord. Because that was a season and a time where people, glory to God, had rejected him and didn't want nothing to do with him. Why in the world do he need to encourage himself in the Lord if man didn't forsake him? That's why he said, I'll be there. Jesus said, I'll be there even until the end of the world, because man will fail you. Man will forsake you, but I will never forsake you. And you got to understand, although seasons change, although people change, although things are changing, God never changed. He never changed. He never changed. He never changed. And that's what you got to get in your spirit on GAB Radio. Glory to God. You got to get in your spirit that he will never change. He said, I am the same. The Bible said this. He said, I am the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And that's why you have to get rooted in God, so you don't allow people and them not wanting to be connected. Even with that divorce you had, let it go. Even that divorce, that man or woman didn't want to be with you no more. You got to call a God in your life. God want to give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of fire, so you can preach with an anointing that will break yokes and set the captives free. But you can't go far in God. You can't even do nothing because you're bound by your past. I break that off of you. That's a spirit of bondage. You got to let them go. Just because, glory to God, amen, that they left you, don't mean God has abandoned you. He's still right there. All you got to do is open up and let him in. He said, I'll be a father to the fatherless. I'll be a mother to the motherless. Glory to God. I'm telling you, they'll let you go off your job. They'll uproot you off your job. But God says, stand still. Be unmovable. Always praising him. I don't care if your whole world feel like it's tumbling down. God said, stand still. Because I'm going to bless you with a new job. All you got to do is fill out more applications. Because when you fill out application, that's activating your power. That's activating your authority. That's activating your faith. And faith moves God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But those of you, you got to let the past go. Hallelujah. Press toward the mark of the prize of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he said, a time to weep and a time to laugh. Yes, it was a time to weep when that husband, wife left you. It was a time to weep when that person died. But God said, joy come in the morning. How joy gonna come in the morning if you don't believe God? How joy gonna come in the morning if you never read your Bible? Come on, how joy gonna come in the morning if you don't believe? Take up your bed and walk. Take up your spiritual bed and walk, glory to God. Walk into your next dimension. Walk into your joy. Come on, walk into power. Come on, walk into freedom. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. You don't have to be in bondage because people coming and going out of your life. You don't have to live in bondage. Sometimes God is going to give you instructions to let people go. You're going to have to let some people go. They're going to look at you funny. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. And God will build you up in the things of God so that later which represents time. You have to go back to them when they need you. They'll need you for prayer. But how can you pray for them if you bound and hanging out with them? All them spirits and evil spirits bouncing off each other, and you stay bound by the people you hang around. You stay bound by the people you hang around. You stay bound by the negative people you hang around. He said, come from out and be separated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Trouble don't last always. There's an old song that say, I'm so glad. Trouble don't last always. You know what I mean? A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones up. A time to embrace and a time to avoid embracing. There are some people you're going to have to show tough love to. Some people say, oh, they rejected me. No, we ain't rejecting you. God told me to show you tough love. That's your problem now. That's why you can't depend on God, because you're so busy depending on me. Glory to God. God, if you run to everybody begging, call, how in the world they're going to ever trust God? They're going to use you and abuse you and take you for everything you got. Now they're taking advantage of you. Now they're taking advantage of your kindness. And you blessing people, that was never the heart of God for you to bless people to be taken advantage of. I rebuke that spirit. You got to learn to tell people no. If you want to find out what people personal level at in God, learn to start telling people no. That's not saying you don't have the heart of God to help people. That's not saying that you're not a giver. That's not saying that you don't love them. But you have learned that you have learned the concept. You have learned that there's a time and season for all things. There's a time to embrace and a time to avoid embracing. And when you get baptized in the Holy Ghost, God will give you discernment for the times of the signs of the time, so you don't be misled by people. Because people, sometimes it be time for them to disconnect, and they'll stay connected to you, and y'all will be out of season. And you'll be like, I'm trying to pray for this person, but I can't pick them. I don't even know what to pray for, because they're not even in my spirit no more. I can't even find them, and I don't even know what. That's how you know when your seasons have shifted. Because God don't want you to. It's okay to pray for It's okay to pray for people. Amen. Because that's what God called us here to do. But there are times where you're going to have to release people back to God. When your seasons is up, you're no longer obligated. And I put up, I spoke about that and taught that on Facebook. Go back to Facebook, Sherita Furlow Facebook page, and there's a teaching there about learning how to release people from your covering. We, as anointed people of God, we have to know when to release people in the spirit so that they don't drain the anointing. Because that's why when the disciples went to encourage people, he said, dust it off your foot if they don't receive you. And a lot of times, people want you to pray for them, but they don't want accountability. They don't want to stay connected. And God is calling you to be accountable under a pastor and a leader, because he loves you that much. There's a sign, there's a time, and a season for all things. I pray that this word has touched your heart. And you didn't see me, but you saw the God in this word. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to receive it. You can't receive me. You got to receive the God in me. Glory to God. Go to gabradio.org, sow a seed. There, we pay to be on the air. Also, if you're looking to host your own radio broadcast, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost to get on this radio station. Glory to God. But send your information, and we'll contact you. Amen. Glory to God. And we'll talk to you soon. Stay tuned for interviews. We have interviews, 24/7 Internet Christian Radio. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Chapter systems are offline.
You're listening to more encouraging and positive hit music. You're listening to Great Awakening Christian Radio with your host, Rita Forlow. We are your number one Christian internet radio.
Let's go!